Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump, and with no hydraulics, the Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, grain futures were mixed here at the end of the day. We were anywhere from 1 to 5 higher in the corn futures. Soybeans were 16 to 28 higher. And then the wheat futures here were 2 to 3 lower in the Chicago wheat, and anywhere from 1 lower to 3 higher in the Kansas City futures. The outside markets today were a little bit negative. If you look at the crude oil and energy markets, they were a little bit lower. But the dollar was down significantly, and then the gold and silver and the metals were higher. So you would think that there would be a little bit of support from that. We have a few things going on this week. We had an export report this morning. It was a little bit weak for the corn market, a little bit positive for beans, and then wheat was right in the middle of the range. And then starting on Monday, we'll have that USDA report that's the big one here. They're going to show the approximately 2.112 billion bushels of all wheat production for this year, and that's down from last year. They're looking for hard red winter wheat to be about 792 million bushels. Last month they said 793, but last year we were over a billion, so a little bit pretty big drop off from last year. Corn production, they're looking at about 13.98 billion bushels. Last year we were at 10.78. Soybeans, we're looking for about 3.338. Last year we were at 3.015.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, you mentioned USDA's Monday report. What will traders be looking for?
We have the 2012-13 crop year ending stocks for the corn and beans. They're looking for corn to be about 725 million bushels for last year's crop. But if you look at this next year's, it increases significantly. They're looking for just under 2 billion. It's almost three times more corn left over after this next year is the expectations. Soybeans are looking for about 122 left over from last year's crop, 122 million bushels. This next year, they're looking for about 263, so about double what we were in this last year. And then wheat in the 13-14 crop year, they're looking for about 573 million bushels. So that's a pretty good number. If we look at some of the yields here, we're looking for corn yield to be somewhere around 158 bushels per acre. That's about a bushel and a half bigger than the report in July. Soybeans, we're looking for about 43.5 bushels per acre. That's down about a bushel from last month. If we look at some of the action today, it really looked like the row crops were just carrying that oversold condition because they had been selling off for almost 10, 12 days now in the corn and beans. And that was just a little bit of a correction. Wheat futures are still in their downtrend and below the important moving averages. The important one is the July 14 made new year lows at 699.5, down 2.25 where it closed.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping a few numbers from today, August live cattle were up $1.45 at 122.67. August feeders were up $1.67 at 154.25. August lean hogs gained 40 cents on the day to close at $100.62. In the wheat markets, Kansas City September wheat was up 3 cents at 702. Chicago September corn up 5.25 at 473.5. And August soybeans closed up 28 cents at 13.55 and 3/4. October cotton was up 85 points today at 80. 89.38. That's a look at your markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.